You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hello and welcome to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I'm your host, Dr. Kristen Lierley, and what if I told you that nearly 300 pounds of perfectly good food is thrown away every year for every single person in Wisconsin? Would you be surprised? That's nearly a million pounds of food that could be shared with hungry folks who need it if we only had a way to get it to them. And who needs it? You know, I mean, right here at home, over 10% of the people who live in Brown County are food insecure. And with reduction in SNAP benefits and other growing gaps in the social safety net, we know they're coming, that number is sure to rise. But luckily, we have Selena Darrow. Selena is the founder and executive director and chief dreamer of Rooted In, which is a local nonprofit with the goal of creating a future where all people are nourished. This is going to be quite a conversation, Selena. Welcome.
Yes, ma'am, it is. Yeah.
I know we've been talking for 30 minutes already, so yes, like we just got warmed up. So let's start by defining the problem. Food insecurity is literally everywhere. According to Feeding America, a third of children suffer from food insecurity, and single mother households, which you know a little bit about, and so do I, are at a particularly high risk. And over 50 million people in this country have turned to food banks and pantries for help. These stats are staggering, and they're important to know just to help people understand, like, this is a really big deal that affects people you know. Right. But for you, it's more than just a mission and a job. It's really personal.
Yes, it is. So I started in my journey and my passion with food when I was like 4 years old. My mom, for whatever reason, saw in me and wanted me to get me a cookbook, a four-year-old, right?
Uh-huh.
And that literally set the seed. So by the time I was 12, I was like planning all the family meals and had decided I was going to Stout. And
why Stout?
Because they are the only school in Wisconsin that focuses on hospitality and tourism management.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Stout up in Menominee.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so I did go to Stout, but I got pregnant. And so I moved back to Green Bay and did get a degree in culinary arts from Fox Valley Tech, but I was really embraced by my family and supported. Mm-hmm. But then our community supported me as well. So to be able to lift myself and my daughter out of poverty, I benefited from a lot of the social service programs. So mm-hmm. SNAP, WIC. And so I knew what it was like to struggle to meet my basic needs, and there's always a little bit of shame and embarrassment involved in that as well. And I think back over the 20 years that I was a single mom before I met my amazing husband, you know, I struggled with depression, alcoholism, and my weight. And, you know, of course, it affected me in ways that I don't think I was really cognizant of it.
Certainly not at the time, right?
Right. Yeah. And so now looking back, you know, I've adjusted and changed my behavior around, you know, I'm sober now. I have my depression is all but gone. I have changed the way that I eat. I totally believe in food as medicine because mm-hmm. it has helped me heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I am driven to be a role model for people in our community who are struggling in the same way that I did,
mm-hmm.
because there is no shame in asking for help. That is how we all can move forward in life.
Yeah.
And I'm just, it's a privilege to be able to do this work and to share my career, my over 35-year career.
Not that we're counting.
Right. My girlfriend just reminded me, no, Selena, it's 35 years. Career in the food service industry in all segments of our food system, but specifically in food manufacturing the last 20 years. And, you know, just my lived experience. And I just felt called to do something about it for our community as a whole.
And we are really going to get into the work that you do with Rooted In. But I just want to emphasize something that you said. You were a pregnant, non-trained young woman who had really nothing. You must have been so, you must have been struggling in the greatest way. And you needed a hand up in order to get to where you are today. And now to take that experience and to turn it around and help other people and to tell your story without shame.
Right.
It's so important because all of us have roadblocks in our lives.
That's right.
But it's really hard for us to talk about it.
Correct.
And it's really hard for us to ask for help.
Well, and it's different for everyone. And you need to respect like the journey that we're all on. And to be able to say, okay, this was my experience. It may have been different than yours, but we still struggle with the same emotions and the same feelings and the amazing ability for each of us to connect on that human emotional level.
Yes,
is the same for all of us. It may be different circumstances.
Right. And you connect in many ways with food.
Yeah, me too.
And that's been your history. So you graduated with this degree in culinary arts, and then what?
Well, then I worked as a dietetic technician. I worked in foods, in restaurants, and catering. And then 20 years ago, I became a home economist at Good Humor Breyers. And it was my, like, dream job right there on paper. Was with them for a little while, and then I landed at Bird's Eye Foods and ran their test kitchen as their senior consumer test kitchen manager.
You ran a test kitchen?
I did.
What a fun job.
It was amazing.
What does that mean? Like, what? I can only imagine.
Right?
Yeah.
So I developed all the recipes that were on the Bird's Eye website. To this day, all of the cooking instructions on any package of Bird's Eye vegetables was work that I did to ensure that those products would be prepared food safely.
I rely on those things.
Exactly.
I am not a cook.
Right. So the amazing thing about that job, which literally was my dream job, was I got to be super creative, but then I also got to be really analytical and, you know, detail oriented and organized. And I mean, I essentially ran it on my own. And so I was able to identify opportunities to improve operations and try new things so that we were creating the most nutritious and amazing vegetable products for. And most people didn't even know we had this awesome R&D facility right here in downtown Green Bay.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's the voice of Selena Darrow. She is the executive director of Rooted In. We are talking about the great work that she does, both with Rooted In, but also a little bit of her background with Bird's Eye, running the test kitchen. Then what?
Well, then Bird's Eye downsized and left Green Bay because they got bought out by Pinnacle Foods. And then for the next 10 years, I was kind of... When you lose your dream job, no one tells you what to do after you lose your dream job.
Right. You get locked into that. You get comfortable.
And so I kind of was searching for the next 10 years for that same fire. And by the time I got to the end of 2021, I was pretty burnt out. I had been furloughed and downsized a couple other times, and my income had kind of done this roller coaster.
And COVID, I'd have to imagine COVID really affected you in this industry.
Correct. And so I just quit my job at the end of November of 2021 and did not know what I was supposed to do with the rest of my life. So, like I always have in the past, I started going to counseling and admitted I was an alcoholic and quit drinking. So I've now been sober for over 3.5 years.
Fantastic. Strong work. Not easy.
And I credit that on a daily basis for opening my heart to exploring what else is possible in life. I've now created a life that I never could have dreamed of before.
Yeah.
But I surrendered and I asked for help. And I've been getting help for over 3.5 years now. And then I started a consulting company based on my experience working in the food manufacturing industry. And in my past corporate career was the charity committee lead at Bird's Eye and had sort of lost my connection with the community and volunteering. So I started volunteering for another nonprofit in early 2023. And it was through that work in the food system that I began seeing some lights and some nudges and a little whisper that maybe there was something else I could do using my career experience and my lived experience to really change something in this community. So I started Rooted In.
What a journey. And when you stopped drinking and embraced your sobriety, it seems like that really opened doors for you. Like you were almost like the fog cleared and your heart knew where to go.
Yes. I mean, of clear mind for the first time since I was 13 years old.
Wow.
So literally going back to the person I was 30 some years ago and rediscovering that. And along this journey, I've been lucky enough to get some leadership training from the folks over at Initiative One. And a couple years ago, they suggested to all of us that we create our own personal mission statement. And mine came to me in an instant.
It was there already. You just hadn't put it on paper.
Correct. So, driven by the acceptance of my authentic self to be a change maker in my community.
Yes.
And the key to my sobriety is finally loving myself for the first time in my life. And now that I can love myself wholly, I can pour out the best version of myself into this community.
But still, this takes a huge emotional toll on you.
Oh my goodness, yes. I mean, I still run my consulting business. I've volunteered over 3,000 hours in the last 2 years to get Rooted In where it is today.
Volunteered.
I have poured in thousands of dollars of my own money to get us to this point. But I believe wholeheartedly in radical change.
I love that term, radical change.
Yeah. And I've met so many amazing people along this journey in other parts of our country who are doing such similar amazing work, fighting food waste as a tool and a mechanism to reduce food insecurity. But it is not separate. Food insecurity and food waste are intertwined.
Yes. And we are going to talk so much more about that after the break. But when we come back, my local music pick for the week, which was actually a band that you picked, Selena.
That's right.
Yeah. And later in the show, we're going to talk about how Selena worked with the NFL to feed our neighbors in need. So for now, you're listening to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on WGBW in Green Bay, WISS in Oshkosh, streaming live on the Civic Media app and podcasted on Spotify and Apple and everywhere else you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I want an old car, a 58. We fixed it up.
Welcome back to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I'm Dr. Kristen Lierley, and I'm here with Selena Darrow. She is the founder and executive director, also known as the Chief Dreamer of Rooted In, which is a local nonprofit organization. And this is such a great tagline, that builds a community table that nourishes and uplifts. That's really beautiful.
Thanks.
And we are going to get back to that. But first, the music.
Yeah.
Selena, you picked this band.
I did, the Pale Figures. So we are just coming off an amazing fundraising event that we had at the Tarleton Theater called The Nourished Mind on Saturday. And it was in honor of a dear friend from high school, Nate Lindstrom, who took his life 5 years ago. And his brother, Aaron, was a classmate with me at Notre Dame and Premontre, and he is like the grand poobah of the Pale Figures. And they played to honor Nate.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And their band does a lot of music that raises awareness about suicide prevention, about mental health, about physical health, also about clergy abuse, which is related to Nate, of course. That has been a really prevalent issue here in the Green Bay area.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we decided, you know, there's a lot of emotions when a friend and a loved one is no longer with you, and under circumstances, you know, that had there been more interventions and support systems along the way, may not have been the ultimate outcome. But nevertheless, we decided that we want to pour positivity into our community. Mm-hmm. So versus focusing on the negative aspects and, you know, hurt and anger, let's do the opposite of that. And so that's how this event was born. And Aaron was, you know, right away said this needs to be for Rooted In, a benefit for Rooted In.
That's so great.
That is how we brought in the food piece, you know, because the more I'm doing this work, and you know that what you eat affects your mental health, your physical health, your energy levels. And, you know, I have that experience as well.
I'm not a big fan of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the MAHA movement.
No, ma'am.
Because I think they are taking something that is real, like what you just said, like food is really important. It is so important to have good, healthy food that does fuel your body, but they're perverting it.
Yeah.
And they're using it for their own benefit.
100%.
But to go back to the actual authentic thing, which is food is healthy, community is healthy, all the support is healthy and necessary. This benefit that you did was music, it was food, it was art, it was
craft.
It was community.
It was all about building our community table. And so we had a big poster that said, you know, what do you see, hear, and feel when you're building the community table?
Uh-huh.
And we had just so many expressions, like different reactions that were totally different than the reactions I have to that question, which when I hear that, I think, you know, magic around a table when you're sitting there with your friends or your family. I mean, whether you've prepared the meal together, which for me is, you know, always like gets me excited. But just that art of sitting around the table, I always say there's just so much magic. It's hard to describe in words.
Yes.
Like what is happening there. And like in a lot of the research that I did when I first started Rooted In, after coming off of COVID and the social isolation piece.
That was the worst.
It was.
Yes.
Like for people like you and I who are like extroverted and we get our energy by being around people, it like doesn't suck our energy.
Uh-huh. Like and Zoom is not enough. You need to actually be present with each other.
Absolutely. I mean, like touching each other and hugging and all that good stuff. And like that is what we are so like. People are so looking for that. People are lonely and they're isolated. And so the opposite of that is cohesion. And like you can build that around this beautiful community table. And like, it's such a gift to be able to give my culinary expertise and my passion for food and let that spill out into everyone.
It's so much more than food.
It is 100%. And when I first started Rooted In, I had mission statement one, I had mission statement two.
Mm-hmm.
And the mission statement we have now is literally poured out from my heart. Mm-hmm. The mission is a reflection of me. Our values are a reflection of who I am and what it has taken to get me here. And I tell my board all the time, you need to hold me accountable to these values, this vision, and this mission at all times, because then we're authentic. Uh-huh. And authenticity, honesty, and transparency is how you change people's lives.
Yes. And we need each other, because there are things that you bring to the table that they don't, and
exactly.
things that they bring that you don't. And I'm just thinking about you at age four. Like, there is a reason that your mom gave you a cookbook
right.
when you were four. And there's a reason that my mom did not.
Right.
So at the community table, I am definitely the eater and I'm the conversationalist. I am happy to talk to you while you're cooking, but you do not want me cooking. I can bake something.
Right. But there might be music blasting in
yes.
the background.
Yes.
ChatGPT just put together my Kitchen Beats playlist.
Oh my God. I never thought about using ChatGPT for that.
You can. I've been learning all sorts of tips and tricks with AI. And yeah, now I have a Beats playlist. That
and I bet it has a lot of alt.
It does.
Oh yeah, we share that.
We do.
Oh my gosh, Selena, so much more to talk about. I'm just feeling so inspired by our conversation and so excited to be sitting here with you.
Well, thanks.
So we're in Green Bay.
We are.
I know. And when we come back, I think we absolutely have to talk about the NFL draft,
mm-hmm.
the work that you did, the vision that you had, and the way you were able to implement this vision and prevent food from going into the landfill and use it to actually feed people. So exciting. It was a genius move.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're listening to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on WGBW in Green Bay, WISS in Oshkosh, streaming live on the Civic Media app and podcasted on Spotify, Apple, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Kristen Lierley Show. I'm Dr. Kristen Lierley, and I'm here with Selena Darrow. She is the founder and executive director, the chief dreamer of Rooted In. We are talking about food, helping our neighbors in need. And since we're based in Green Bay, we have to talk about the NFL and the Packers and the draft.
Just this little thing that happened in April.
It was tiny.
Yeah.
But first, I have to do housekeeping.
Sure.
So friends, if you missed the beginning of our conversation, you can always find it wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Substack, all the places. And you can always find me here on Saturdays and Sundays at 3 on WGBW in Green Bay and WISS in Oshkosh. And of course, streaming on the Civic Media app. Enough housekeeping. Let's talk about the draft.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. It was a resounding success, first of all. Green Bay loved the draft, and we were great at it.
Well, imagine if we didn't have the draft. I mean, we have such an amazing community here.
I was just telling somebody this morning who showed up to a Zoom meeting in a Bears sweatshirt. I don't know what she actually doesn't even like the Bears. She put it on just to provoke me,
right.
Which is good because I enjoy that. And we were talking about the chemistry between the Packers and the Bears and what the Packers mean to the city of Green Bay. Whether you like football or not,
exactly.
The Packers are the economic driver for this city.
100%.
Yeah.
And imagine if we didn't have something exciting to do in Green Bay on Sundays in the fall and the winter.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be living in a much different city.
Wah, wah. I know, I think about, like, when I am older and I want to be a snowbird, how long do I want to stay in the north until the season is over?
Right.
So, you know, your end date is a little, with the playoffs, it's always a little shaky.
Right, but if we didn't have the Packers, then we might have to be Bears fans, and that would be
no.
a huge punishment.
No. Yeah, okay, I could go there, but you know where I couldn't go? Vikings.
Oh.
Not in a million years.
Right. Well, I have a lot of friends from college who are Vikings fans, so... And they know there's no, I mean, born and raised in Green Bay, grew up a mile from Lambeau Field. My grandfather was a season ticket holder. Like, there's no change in me.
You can't take it out of us.
That's right.
So when the draft came, it was 600,000 attendees. It was the second highest attended NFL draft in history. And all those people were eating. Everybody was eating. There was a lot of leftover food. And you knew that was going to happen. It happens every time we have a big event.
Right.
So what did you do?
Well, it actually was a volunteer in December, last December, who came across an article of the nonprofit that recovered food from the draft in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And so I reached out to their executive director and kind of was like, how'd you make this happen? And he didn't give a whole lot of information.
Like, this is Detroit.
Yeah.
Figure it out yourself.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like there's a little rivalry with Detroit and us about the draft, about whose draft was better.
Well.
Apparently, every aspect of that is a rivalry.
Well, we can thank our mayor for his amazing response to the tease from Detroit.
But I loved it.
I digress. I just like started emailing the Packers, and then I was put on a list. And then through the stroke of the universe, someone who was volunteering on a local committee around sustainability mm-hmm. is a volunteer at Resurrection Lutheran Food Pantry, where my friend Larry is the manager.
Uh-huh.
And she mentioned to him, oh, we're still looking for someone to recover perishable food from the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do it? He said, no, but I know Selena could.
So, networking.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So this was like a game of telephone.
Yeah.
And so we met. I got together and had a conversation with Delaware North and Discover Green Bay. And then they made the connections with the sustainability company that the NFL works with, NG Impact,
uh-huh.
as well as the third-party catering service. And so between all of us at the table, we coordinated the recovery efforts.
Uh-huh. So it wasn't simple. It wasn't like, oh, I'll take that tray of fruit.
Or no.
More likely vegetables. I'll take those vegetables that are left over and make sure that they get to the break room at work. This is like a giant effort that required all of these different people to weigh in.
Right. And understand that, you know, the draft was like in a footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And so you needed to be credentialed to go into certain areas.
All
so
right.
I relied on the caterer, an amazing woman who had never been to Green Bay and thought it was so cold here. But what she did every night was she drove around in a golf cart. And inside, there were all these special events and special catered events.
Mm-hmm.
And she focused on picking up the most nutritious, healthy foods for Rooted In.
Mm-hmm.
Would refrigerate it overnight, texted me in the morning, telling me whether or not I needed one vehicle or two vehicles or three vehicles. I had five volunteers on standby,
wow.
just in case,
uh-huh.
every morning. And then we met them. She would load up her golf cart and she would meet us at the parking lot in a hotel across the street from Lambeau Field.
That's shady.
And so then my volunteers would show up in their cars and we would take out a scale and hop on a scale in a parking lot and weigh food. And then I had prearranged to donate fully cooked chicken breast, salads, soup, sandwiches, rice pilaf, pasta.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. To 13 different agencies in our community. And so we would just get in our cars and drive over, make the donation, take some pictures, and repeat it. And
mm-hmm.
we did that for all through the draft itself and up to 5 days afterwards.
Amazing. And people got to eat good, healthy, nutritious food that otherwise would have gone in the garbage.
100%. And so in total, we were able to recover 7,000 pounds of food to feed our neighbors.
7,000 pounds of food.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Friends, I'm sitting here with Selena Darrow, the founder and executive director of Rooted In. Food insecurity, common sense, creative solutions to feed and educate our neighbors. Selena, your work doesn't just get food to people who need it at the point of contact. That's obviously important.
Right.
But it also addresses food insecurity on a much bigger systemic level. The transactional piece is easy. It's not easy, as we just heard. The transactional piece is more logical. Like, people can understand that. But the actual fixing the system is the hard part.
Well, and the transaction sometimes can be very impersonal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am the co-facilitator of the Brown County Hunger Coalition. And so I've spent some time observing methods of food pantry operation. And 75% of the food pantries in Green Bay run a traditional model, which means they have volunteers pre-packing paper bags with mostly shelf-stable food.
Mm-hmm. Shelf-stable, like a box of macaroni and cheese, the things that we bring to food to donate to food pantries.
Right.
Yes.
Not necessarily the most nutrient-dense foods.
Right.
And so after observing this process, I said, well, this isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we have now, every Tuesday morning, in partnership with the traditional food pantry that Trinity Lutheran Church runs, which is where our office is,
mm-hmm.
in downtown Green Bay, in a low-income area, we set up tables outside, 100% choice-based food pantry, and all healthy, nutritious food. So fresh produce that we're recovering and people are donating. We make individually packaged meals, about 300 per month, that we distribute at the pop-up pantry, the nurse table.
Wow.
We have cheese. We have lean protein, shelf-stable but healthy food. And so guests are allowed to choose whatever they want,
guests.
Any quantity.
Yes.
Eggs. Eggs has been like, we've been working with a local farmer, and every week we have over 30 dozen eggs that we are distributing, and are the first thing to go because of how expensive eggs are.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do when we're talking with our guests is we ask them their name.
Mm-hmm.
We ask them how they are, and we ask them what else they need.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that there have been tears and hugs and laughter and hope for people who are struggling, because most people who are coming that I see on a weekly basis are there because they're already dealing with a health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should be giving them the most nutritious, healthy foods and allowing them to choose. That dignity piece that you and I have,
yes,
is so very important.
This isn't just about food.
No,
it's about respect.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that you use the word guest,
mm-hmm.
instead of, I don't know, hungry person.
know. Right.
Client.
Right.
Yeah, and the option to choose your food instead of just being given a bag of whatever.
Correct. And imagine the food waste.
Right.
Right. And so that's part of our mission as well. And unfortunately, we see a very large percentage of unhoused folks in our community.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have done to relieve barriers for them is to provide backpacks. So whatever foods they are choosing from Rooted In can go in a backpack,
mm-hmm.
because it's embarrassing to walk down the street carrying a paper bag of groceries.
Mm-hmm.
If they need disposable silverware to eat the foods that we are giving them with pop-top cans,
right.
we give them that. We give them disposable bowls and handy wipes. We give them, if they're sleeping behind a building, do you need a blanket? Do you need a pillow? I will do what I will ask them, whatever you need, I will get it for you. And so we've gotten coolers and carts and hot pots and grills and propane tanks for our neighbors who are sleeping in the woods,
mm-hmm.
but they need to heat up food and eat it. I will get you a grill. And how about some cast iron pans to cook your food up?
Well, and how about the literacy to understand? I had never heard the term food literacy before,
mm-hmm.
but people really need to understand their food.
Well, the two biggest tools to fighting food insecurity and reducing food waste, prevention and donation.
Mm-hmm.
And the state of California has implemented those two techniques and has already made massive reductions. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but within 2 years, they are seeing major decreases in numbers just by doing those two things.
Prevention and donation.
Correct.
Incredible. Stories. I'm sure you have story after story, personal stories. I mean, you shared your own, but other folks as well.
Stories that inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing, even on the hardest days.
Yeah. And there are plenty of those.
There are, but it's those days when I get to talk to people is really, it makes it all worth it.
It's those stories that keep you going.
100%.
Yeah. Well, when we come back from this short break, there is so much need everywhere. And that need is going to grow as SNAP benefits and the holes in the social safety net mm-hmm. expand. So we're going to talk about how we as a community can step up to help each other out. And Selena, I know you have a lot of thoughts.
I do.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Be the person that you want to be.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Some days I feel like I'm never getting back where I belong.
Welcome back to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I'm Dr. Kristen Lierley, and I'm here with Selena Darrow, the founder and executive director, the chief dreamer of Rooted In. And we're talking about food and helping our neighbors in need. And Selena, there is a lot of need right now. And with looming gaps in the social safety net, it is going to grow. We know it's going to grow, which mm-hmm. makes the work that you do that much more important. But also, this is a really hard time for nonprofit organizations. So much of that funding has been taken away. So, I mean, you're scrappy. You've been doing this for a while. Where do you go from here?
Well, you know what? I continue to be the voice for the voiceless. It was extremely important for me to align with my peers at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, Feeding Wisconsin and Hunger Task Force, to advocate for monies to be put into the state of Wisconsin budget to purchase local food. Mm-hmm. We asked for $30 million. We got $10 million, and we will take it mm-hmm. because we already had seen cuts to the federally funded local food purchasing program.
So state funding, you asked for 30, you got 10. It's okay, but it's not great.
No, but it's better
than nothing.
Than nothing. Mm-hmm. And so those monies will be available to nonprofits to apply for to purchase local food mm-hmm. and to get Rooted In as far as I've gotten it.
Yeah.
I've relied on mostly recovered food and donations. What we really want to do, which aligns with our Chef's Table program, which is my recipe database,
uh-huh.
That has seasonal local food, my recipes created to encourage folks in our community to buy and shop local. Mm-hmm. And so we want to start doing that for our meal program.
Going back to your roots,
exactly.
Your recipes.
That's right. And so we want to start purchasing local ingredients from farmers and ranchers and artisans because we believe in supporting these entrepreneurs who are making many sacrifices on the land to provide nutrient-dense food that right in our own backyards that isn't coming from all the way from Mexico.
Well, and let's remember that a lot of those local growers were also depending on federal and state funds to be able to get their food to the people who need it. And those funds are gone. So they need partners like you.
They absolutely do. And so that's part of one part of our strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But we also recognize that with the impending cuts to SNAP, that the sources that food pantries have historically relied on to get their food, those sources, Feeding America partnerships, those funds are being reduced. TFAP, which is the Emergency Food Program, which is a government-funded program, those dollars are being cut. Mm-hmm. And so we have to start looking at ways to work together collaboratively between pantries to maybe purchase food together. But that being said, focusing on the small budgets that we do have mm-hmm. to buy the most nutritious, healthy foods versus taking those dollars and buying ultra-processed or shelf-stable foods that aren't going to give our neighbors the energy and the nutrition that they need. And so we're really thinking outside of the box about ways to not only feed our neighbors, but to really nourish our neighbors.
And can we talk about some of the key partnerships? I know there's one in particular that you are very excited about.
Well, you know, when you start a nonprofit, you learn that you need, you know, significant and like-minded partners. And so I'm fortunate enough to have, my board president is Andrea Warner. She's the chief population health officer at Amplify. And a year ago when I was needing to fill some board positions, I had identified that a healthcare partner was absolutely part of the mission of Rooted In, because we really want to focus on population health mm-hmm. and like implementing strategies that we can measure and that are sustainable over time.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to grow produce and get produce into people's homes or in their, but it's another thing to teach them what to do with that and to prevent that food, that very beautiful, delicious, nutrient-dense food, to prevent that from going to waste mm-hmm. because if they don't know what to do with it, or it's not culturally relative to them.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
Right?
Yes. I've learned so much about like jicama. Again, I don't cook, but others have cooked for me. And right. I've really, like, I've expanded my palate because I've started to see some of these other things. But if it was something that I wasn't familiar with, I wouldn't know what to, I wouldn't know how to cook it.
Right. So, like, I'm a lover of teaching and education, food waste reduction strategies, teaching people culinary and food literacy. Like, a mechanic can't fix a car unless they have the right tools, and you cannot be... people say to me all the time, how did you get to be a great chef? Well, I have the right tools. I have mm-hmm. the right knives, the right cutting boards, the right skillets. I stock my pantry with the foods that meet my nutritional and dietary needs. Now, that doesn't say that I don't eat a little bag of Doritos every once in a while, right?
Like Doritos, yes.
But, you know, I have all these tools that are at the ready to be shared with our community so we really can transform people's lives.
Selena Darrow of Rooted In, how can people find out more about the incredible work that you're doing?
Well, we have an amazing website that was designed by WebFitters that they gifted us, www.rootedininc.org. They can reach out to me. My phone number and email address is on our website. We are on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. We send out a monthly newsletter. And I am everywhere in the community.
Yes, you are. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Friends, thank you for joining us for our conversation. You can find me every Saturday and Sunday at 3 on WISS and WGBW and streaming on the Civic Media app. See you next time.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.